In the U.S. Senate, opponents of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge are having trouble getting the word out. Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State today lamented that the refuge drilling proposal isn't drawing public outrage like it did more than a decade ago.
Listen, I know it's a busy news cycle we live in, but last time this issue captured the public's attention, and it's been out of the public's attention for a long time.
Cantwell spoke at a press conference at the Capitol, asked what her strategy is. She said she hoped the reporters present would write a lot to let people know Arctic refuge drilling could be tucked into the tax cut plan that is grabbing bigger headlines.
We really sincerely hope that there is a way that we can illuminate for the American people that this choice is being made.
Cantwell's appeal for attention seems a far cry from 2005 when anti-drilling voters jammed congressional phone lines and knocked on doors in the districts of wavering House members. Senator Lisa Murkowski plans to chair a debate in the Energy Committee on the drilling proposal Wednesday. The measure cleared one hurdle this week. The Congressional Budget Office determined lease sales in Anwar would meet the revenue target of $1 billion for the federal treasury within 10 years. The proposal calls for a 50-50 revenue split with the state, so according to the CBO estimate, Alaska would also get $1 billion in the first decade from lease sales in the refuge.